Hello. pre-store, whatever you say, we're going to store in that direction. We had whatever we call it here in our story. And if this is pre-store, then, well, might be historical, but here he is, and he is happy, you know, he finally, after all these years, got, you know, his students, his young Western disciples, who were just so eager to learn and to serve and help, because yes, he had taught them about devotion and service, seva. Even Bhakti Yoga starts. And they enthusiastically went about it. And everything he taught immediately absorbed. Well, some didn't. They left. Those who remained, they were very faithful. They competed in faithfulness. They really wanted to be good, advanced devotees. One said spiritual master in that way. So they went about it. And they accepted everything. Even though to many others, and well, you know, honestly, to themselves, just a couple of years before, they would have not at all accepted. They would have thought it was odd, even false maybe. But here they were, and sometimes you just have to surrender. Surrender your intelligence to a guru. And yeah, that's what he was teaching them. Because that's what he learned from his guru. That's what it means. Guru is there in the heart, here, and the shiksha is out there. And the yogi serving as guru is doing so in the heart of inner chaitya, jagat guru. So, yeah, he wrote his books, translated and explained. Hope that they would be able to understand by the simple words, special translation. He was encouraged by the disciples, they were so sincere to listen and follow his song. He emphasized over and over again these important teachings there, the most important. Always think of Krishna, never forget it. It's Krishna consciousness, it's a matter of consciousness. Whatever you do, you don't have to go somewhere else, you don't have to become a nun or a monk, you don't have to go up in the Himalayas. You can continue working with what you do, living the way you do, but think of Krishna always. and through your activities, that know that you're doing it for God. And you stop the activity, stop this eating meat, fish, snacks, taking drugs, drinking alcohol, getting intoxicated, all that. Messing around, sexual adventures that may lead to both diseases and unwanted children. So he's at the side of teaching this most important bhakti yoga. And leading his disciples onto that path, which is really transcendental, all these dealings of this temporary, dreaming, luxury world, five senses. But yeah, in order to lift your consciousness, or purify your consciousness, to be sunk into that dark mist material world. Yes, you teach them to live subject lifestyle somewhat. It is a civilized human lifestyle. So maybe it makes us for principles. Yeah, this is a world of Dharma. And he's taking walks. And he tells his disciples, you have to take care of your body, take nice fresh walks, and eat well, drink hot water instead of cold. All these kind of little things that he learned from his mother, and all his friends learned from their mother, which is just like, this is a completely normal life in India. But now he's here in the countries of the Chandalas, which are the uncivilized people, and really can't say it straight out, but what was Gandhi to say? He was asked what he thought about Western civilization. He said, yes, that would be a good idea. So yeah, on his morning walks, he can relax and just be himself. All kind of stories and old memories. And you know, you should eat with the right hand, you know, the left hand with other things. That's the way we do it, you know, that's the Brahminical standard. It's good to learn that. But then the disciples, they're walking around and they've got big eyes and they listen and they're recording and they're not taking notes. And every word it says, they take it as this you have to do in order to be Krishna conscious. These are Krishna conscious activities and you have to do them all. Otherwise, Prabhupada is displeased, Krishna is displeased, and you will not make any advancement. With the left hand. Shame on you. And then this, you know, groupthink and all that kicks in. And some, they float up above the others. They're swamis, they're holy. Still in their 20s, but they are spiritual leaders. Not only are they in the organization of humanity, because the Vaishnavas are the highest. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are the queen of it. So yeah, power here. But then I'm just trying to work this into the story. Do you see these people? Actually, someone else looking at them finds them neurotic because they are just bound and compulsively following. You know, I have to do this. Oh, I finished it all today and I've got something in other environment. I'll try it again tomorrow. So, it can be a little bit funny. And of course, we can add to that dimension that we're all fallen and we're Lord and we're child. When he's not present, he's somewhere else in the world. And you see how it looks like in the temple, in the ashram, in the classroom, around there, in the school, when the kids are properly fed. You know, it's a mess. It's so difficult to run this. You know, we have no qualifications. We just have to run as we go on. We have to go out and collect money, help. And then Prabhupada is coming. And a heavy marathon for a week, depending on how many things you have to prepare. Cleaning everything perfectly and just, yeah, perfect clothes and this perfect makeup and hair stuff. Oh, and all the rooms perfect and everything should be, because Papa will come and walk around and inspect the temple. So every room in that place is just perfect. And when you come into the rooms, there are devotees, perfect, shining, sitting there happily smiling. Of course they're happy, Prabhupada. They tell Prabhupada about how nicely everything is going and how happy they are. The great temple president, thank you Prabhupada for giving us. And in this way, he walks up to the next plane and he says, well, everything is fine. I can focus on my writings here because it's all taken care of. Which, in a way, is Krishna's mercy of him. Because if he would see the reality, if he would just drop in there unnoticed, he would be shocked. And he would have to spend so much time caring for this. The people who suffer, who are exploited, who are not treated properly. The children and all that going on. He would have been, given a heart attack or something. So he's kept aloof from that, so he can write. Maybe this can go into the volume here, which I'm thinking about the master. Actually.